And yet the very next day, during dreaded occupational class, a strange thing happened. In spite of the fact that I had a king-sized hangover, I could do nothing wrong at my wheel. I sat down and slapped a hunk of grey clay on the wheel, then moved it toward the center while my foot worked slowly. A vase rose under my fingers. Incredulous, I threw another glob of clay onto the wheel. Once again the shape rose effortlessly, matching the form I held in my mind. Later that day something even more unsettling happened. During afternoon rest period, I was flipping through the magazines provided for us, when all at once I reached for the Bible that I kept on my nightstand as a memento of my mother. I had not read it since I'd been back in Holland, but that afternoon I suddenly started reading. And to my astonishment, I understood it. All the passages that had seemed so puzzling when I struggled through them before read now like a fast-paced action yarn. I read straight through the rest period, and had to be called a second time for afternoon tea. I was still devouring the Bible a week later, when the hospital told me I could begin going home for long weekends. I read there, too, stretched out hour on end on my bed in the attic. Gelche would bring me soup, look at me to see if I was all right, then go back downstairs without saying a word. What was happening to me? And then the church going began. I, who never went to church, started now to attend with such regularity that the whole village noticed it, not only Sunday morning, but Sunday evening, and Wednesday midweek service as well. In November 1949, I was formally mustered out of the army. With part of my separation pay, I bought myself a sleek new bicycle and learned to pedal by thrusting with the good leg, coasting with the bad. I still could not take a step without pain, but with wheels beneath me it no longer mattered so much. Now I started attending church services in neighbouring towns as well. On Mondays I went to a Salvation Army meeting in Alkmaar. On Tuesdays I pedalled all the way to Amsterdam to a Baptist service. I found a service somewhere every night in the week. At each one I took careful notes on what the preacher said, and then I spent the following morning looking up passages in the Bible to see if all the things he had said were really there. "Andrew?" Marja came up the ladder, balancing a cup of tea. "Andrew, can I be frank with you?" I sat up. "Of course, Marja." "It's just that we're worried about the amount of time you're spending up here all alone, always reading the Bible, and going to church every night. It isn't natural. What's happened to you, Andy?" I smiled. "I wish I knew." "We can't help worrying, Andy. Papa's worried too. He says..." She stopped as though wondering how much to say. "Papa says it's shell shock." And with that she backed swiftly down the ladder.